We thank the Lord for all the great music this morning coming from instruments and voices and hearts. And to praise God in a couple of weeks coming up through baptism. Boy, what a simple way to say, I belong to Christ and He's my Savior. If you know Christ, then you've turned to Him in a true way in your life, and you'd want to be baptized just to say, I belong to Christ and I love Him, and invite you to do that. We'll have a simple class for that on November 8th. And boy, nothing will build your faith like being baptized and following Christ in that command that He gives. And also, it gives a great encouragement to other believers when they see you do that and hear of your faith. So let God lead you in that good act of praise and obedience to Him. Well, God's Word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And that's been happening this morning when we sing and when we hear great songs to Him. Whatever we do in word or deed, we're to do all to the glory of God. And so music is something that God created as a gift to us so His name could be praised, so He would enjoy the music that we let out, and also so that we're encouraged by the music that happens. And so when you think of the threefold blessing happening, up to the Lord, to our own hearts, and to those around us. That all happens in the ministry of music that God gives to us. And I remember one of the first songs I memorized that had to do with the gospel. It was the song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. And I still, whenever I sing that song, even today, I can't do so without something in my life significantly turning to Christ. About. And so I think the Lord uses music about Himself and to Himself to get our heart's attention. Many songs in the Bible, the Psalms, are written to honor Christ, to build us up, and many songs throughout the New Testament. And so to know that gift of God that He gives us. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1, Paul said, any ministry that people have is really because of God's mercy. That's how it comes about. We have the ministry because of God's mercy. And he considered himself like a jar of clay with a great treasure in it. So that's the way our hearts are when we turn to God in worship. We're like something that's broken and giving off an offering back to him. You think of the gal in the New Testament who broke a jar of perfume, and the aroma filled the whole place. And Jesus said that was a great act of love. And in your heart, given to God in any kind of act of worship, song or work, is because of the ministry of mercy that he has given you. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be helping out a neighbor. You could be doing homework in school or in college. You could be teaching a Sunday school class, working in a nursery, or praising his name in music. That ministry is because of the mercy of God. I knew a gal at one time who sang in a bar on the weekends. This is before she turned to Christ. And that was her way of just, you know, using something that she felt she was good at. And the bar could be a pretty rough place, but her life song was kind of the old Billy Joel song. Sing us a song, for we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling all right. I mean, that's the response she got from the crowd. Had a pretty good voice. And then she turned to Christ and put her faith in him. And she took the voice that she sang in the bar with, she moved it into the church among God's people. And I remember the first time she sang in church, people weren't sure how it would go. You know, what would it be like? And she got up and she sang from her heart, and her voice was set apart for God, and she praised God for the first time among his people. And people who knew her, and she had a little reputation before that, you know, people who knew her said, oh my, this is because of the mercy of God in her life. This is a changed life. Because Christ died on the cross for her, rose from the dead for her, and now he was living in her heart, and she was a brand new person. But that ministry that she had, you could have too. You could have a ministry like that because of the mercy of God. Because Christ dies for you. He rose for you. He lives for you. And so to take the ministry of music that we've been being blessed by this morning, and also the Lord's being blessed by, to say it's because of Christ, it's because of God's mercy all that happens. You will sing in the mercies of the Lord forever. With your mouth you will make known His faithfulness to all generations. And even if you don't sing well, some of us can't sing as well as the other folks who have sung this morning, but our song sounds just as sweet to the Lord because we put our faith in Him. I like the contemporary song that says, let your life song sing to God. Let your life song sing to God. And it praises His name. And the music ministry is from His mercy. Also, music ministry brings Christ great glory. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 3:9. It says, the ministry that brings goodness or righteousness is very glorious. You know, God created in us in our hearts a knowledge of right and wrong. God teaches us that in Romans chapter 2. God's law is actually written on our conscience. So even though we sin and go the wrong way constantly because we're without Christ, we're depraved, we're built to know goodness. We innately want to know, is there something good out there and can that be a part of my life? And so Paul says, when the gospel is presented through a life, through song, through word, it's a very glorious thing. And God can change lives because of it. Any life, young or old, rich or poor, wherever we're at spiritually, God can get to us. He can use ministry like that and bring righteousness to Himself. I heard the story of Reverend Martin Lloyd-Jones, who was invited to speak to Cambridge University. And he's a great preacher. Cambridge University is a very strongly academic institution. And so he spoke for a couple days, then he had a question and answer period. And somebody raised their hand and said, Reverend Jones, the message you bring is great for those who work in the factories and the farmers around the area. But what about us who are training to be professionals? You know, what does that have anything to do with us? And he just said it. He said, hey, the last time I checked, the farmers and the factory workers and the professionals are all made of the same clay. And their hearts are the same before God. And that the ministry that's glorious and points to Christ through a song can get to anybody's heart. No matter how bright we are or how simple we are, God, the gospel is for each heart. Because in this world, people are without hope and without God. And God can bring the gospel to them through a song, through the song of your life. And so that ministry is a glorious ministry. Christ is honored through it. And thank the choir and every note and person who sung today and practiced to honor Christ Himself. And then to know that gospel music, music to God and about God, can often be used to help us walk through pain. And it has a very healing touch on our lives. This happens at every funeral. I remember first time going to a funeral and people sung, I thought, this is really different. Everybody's sad and yet we're singing. Yet we met God in the singing. Something about worshiping God made our hearts a little stronger, able to walk through the valley. And there's a dentist in town somebody told me about who when you go to the dentist and he works on your mouth with the drill and whatever other tool he attacks you with, he gives you a set of headphones and puts music on for you. So he says, you know, I want to help you get through this with a song at least. And God gives songs to a heart that's broken sometimes to help bring healing there. The song, about half the Psalms are that way. We say, God can help me through this valley time. And he'll minister to you. The Bible says, don't sing songs to a heavy heart. don't just shove all kind of, you know, upbeat music at people who are broken. Don't do that. But a broken heart can often find closeness to God and the ability to praise to Him that is very, very sweet to the Lord. Don't you think it moves the Lord when in Psalm 89 it says, O Lord, where's your faithfulness and where's your love? And then it ends by saying, praise be to the name of the Lord forever. It's very sweet to God or to a loved one when you're going through pain. You say, I don't feel nothing. I'm wiped out and my emotions are drained. And yet God means everything to me at this moment. Isn't that a sweet song to sing to God? And God will help you do that as a gift from His Spirit to you, back to Him to praise Him, strengthening your own heart and inspiring and blessing others. That was Joseph's life in a way in the Old Testament when the pieces of the puzzle of his life didn't always fit together. I don't know why I'm in prison. I don't want to be here. He trusted God. No doubt he worshiped God and had a song in his heart to God. And that could be your heritage also. As the Lord who gives music uses you to honor himself. And may you continue to sing to his praise with your voice, with your heart, and with your life. And Vicky's going to lead us to the next group of praises to the Lord.